Recording.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glow Show.
Woo.
Wait.
No, that's, you gotta go, welcome to the Glow Show.
No. Listen to this. You gotta go, welcome to the Glow Show.
Okay, that's
the air horn's the best one. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the pod.
Hello. I chose to wear a shirt that was the same color as the backdrop today. Didn't even realize until
He was like, I'm wearing pink. And I was like, oh, well, he knows not to wear this specific shade of pink because it is our background. And then he wore this. I like that hoodie, though.
It's not a hoodie. It's a crew neck. I turned away from the microphone.
That's okay. Charles went on a shopping spree this week.
I needed some winter clothes.
He went balls to the walls at DXL. Bought out the store.
I bought five things.
I like all the things you got, though.
Yeah, I haven't even worn most of them. I haven't even tried on most of them.
Charles, so. This is very interesting to me because when Charles and I were first, like, dating, he literally didn't ever buy new clothes. Like, he just wore things with holes in them constantly. And I think it was because, number one, like, you couldn't afford new clothes, and also I couldn't afford to get you one. And also, you just, like, had an attachment to a lot of your t-shirts. Like, you have, like, a real attachment to a lot of your, like, nerdy t-shirts. And so now you've recently been buying more clothes for yourself, and it's very interesting.
See, the thing is, I've gained 100 pounds in 2 years. Oh. So I have
to buy. So you're saying you would still be wearing the Holy Gamer t-shirts?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Gladly.
I will say the Snorlax one was the best.
I don't know where that is. I think I gave it to you and then it disappeared.
That was like the best shirt. It had a Snorlax on it and it was like the Snorlax. Was it the Snorlax gym?
I think so.
Yeah, I really liked that one.
They came from this website called, I don't even remember what it's called.
Wasn't it like Loot Crate?
No.
T something. It was still cool. Yeah. It was an awesome shirt. Anyway, hi.
Hello.
How's your week going?
Well, before that, let's talk about the structure of our podcast and our main topic for the day.
Right.
You think you'd get this eventually.
I forget candle of the day in every single video, and I've been doing this for how long? I'm just not good at intros.
So today, let me start here. For those of you who are new to the podcast, the way we do things around here is we spend the first 10 to 15 minutes talking about life updates, what happened in our lives, anything, you know, interesting. And then after that, we spend about 10 minutes to 15 minutes talking about current events, which today there actually isn't that many. So that segment will probably be shorter.
Not a lot.
And then we get into our main topic, which for today, our main topic is...
We're playing the newlywed game.
Woo!
We did this about a year ago in one of our first podcast episodes, and we thought it'd be fun to like revisit it and revisit the sort of, you know, game now that we're actually married and actually newlyweds, because before we did that because we were like engaged, you know? So we thought that would be kind of fun to like revisit that whole game. I think we did it in like September of 2020.
It was one of the first podcasts we did.
Yeah, which was funny because we started the podcast in January of 2020 and then September of 2020. Or no, we started it. Oh, we had to have started it like at the beginning of the pandemic. Because I feel like I remember our first episode being just talking about like COVID and like how crazy everything was and how like... You know what I mean?
I don't even remember.
I feel like I remember our first episode was all about...
These past 2 years, 3 years has been just a blur.
I don't know. I feel like I remember it being all about COVID. But either way, we did this episode a few years ago. Thought it would be fun to revisit it for the start of 2022, especially now that we're actually married. And we're actually coming up on our one-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
March 20th.
That's crazy.
We still haven't had our real wedding yet.
I was laying in bed last night just like having an existential crisis thinking like, holy shit, I'm married and I own a house.
Why would that give you existential
crisis? Just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm an adult now. I don't want to be an adult.
Weirdly, I'm having that same existential crisis about turning 27 this year. Like I turned 20.
Been there, done that.
I know. I turned 27 in a few months, or like literally next month. And I get really anxious about my birthdays as I get older because it means I'm getting older. But also this year, 27 just feels like older than it ever has before. Like 25 was like, well, yeah, I know.
It is.
But I'm just saying like, 25 or like 20 was like, oh my God, in my 20s. And then 21 was like, 21. And then 25 was like, oh my God, like I'm in my late 20s, but now I'm like in my late 20s. It's like just getting later and later.
I'm going to be 30.
I know. Ew.
I know. Just kidding. Ew.
No, the problem was when Charles turned 25, I was only like 22. And so I mocked him ruthlessly. I was like, you're halfway to 50. You're getting old, like jokingly. And then I turned 25 and I was like, it's not a joke anymore. This is fucked up. So, yeah, I'm turning 27 soon. Also, just circling back to the wedding conversation. So basically this past week, I've been wedding planning like nonstop because I realized that it's a 6 months till the wedding, like almost exactly. And I was panicking because while I have a bunch of stuff done, I also have like some stuff that still needs to be done. I feel like I got the bulk of the wedding planning done in 2020 when I thought that we were getting married in 2021. So now at least like the big parts are done, but I feel as if the small detail work is still what needs to happen. So just like doing the flowers and trying to get everything organized. I really wanted to make it like a wedding weekend for everybody that was traveling. So we're starting events on like Thursday and it's going to be like a carnival party. And then there's going to be all this stuff that's happening the whole weekend, which I'm happy we're doing because I love weddings like that. Like I love weddings that are just a big celebration and it's like people come together and whatever. But I'm also a little stressed because it's just a lot of planning.
Yeah, it's a lot of extra work.
Yeah. So it's just been kind of stressful trying to navigate everything, figure everything out. So that's been my week. It's just been wedding planning. Also, the problem is I've realized that I'm not a very detail-oriented person. Like I'm not a very...
No,
like
not
I'm not
you.
A very... I have like a vision of what I want everything to look like as a collective, but like the small little details, like I went to the florist and she kept asking me all these questions and I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm... Like, I have no idea the color schemes or like things like that. So that's been a bit of a challenge.
And I don't care. No. So Charles, I have no preference.
Charles did help with the save the dates yesterday for a little bit. Appreciated
and
that.
Planning the seating.
Oh, you did? He had a lot of opinions about the seating chart.
Well, dude, there's a lot of drama involved.
That's what I was about to say. Little did we know the seating chart, like planning that was going to be its own fucking reality TV show. Oh my God. Every time we would like think we'd have a table set, it was like, well, no, this person can't sit with this person because this person hates this person or this person wouldn't get along with this person. It was literal.
At some point, it's just like you got to trust everyone to not be crazy on your wedding day, you know?
Well, that's what Charles said because we got to a point where we had been doing the seating chart for probably, we're not doing like a seating chart, by the way, we're just doing like everybody at certain tables. Just because we have kind of a lot of people coming, so it's easier to separate them into tables. But we had the like seating chart, and at a certain point Charles was like, we just have to trust that everyone's going to be competent adults that can handle themselves, and like that's what it has to be. Like we can't keep doing this because we were just going back and forth and back and forth so much on like where to put people, how to space everything out, and also we don't even have the official RSVPs yet, so we're probably gonna have to rework the seating chart
once we find out who's coming and who's not.
We just did like a rough outline because we needed to know how many tables roughly we were gonna have for the florist, so we needed to know like kind of where everyone was gonna fall.
I think most of my out-of-town family is probably not going to come.
Yeah, I think a lot of mine are. I know some of mine are going to come. Most of my family's out of town, but I know that some are coming and some aren't. But yeah, we invited about 180 people. I'm anticipating like 150 to come.
Yeah. Hopefully we can even still do the wedding. So.
Well, I'm trying not to think like
and
that.
And hopefully we can have 150 people.
I'm really trying to think positively about the entire thing because I am stressed about all of this. I'm really hoping we can get it sorted, but so we're doing that, and then that's pretty much my week. How was your week? What'd you do?
Pretty good. Cut off the tip of my finger.
It's a little dramatic.
It's technically still attached. It's just like,
That's why I said it was a little, it's not even technically still attached. It's very much still attached. You just have a slice in it.
Yeah, I have like a 1-inch slice in my fingertip.
I would say it's like half an inch, but
I cut myself. Yeah. And I bought new knives, and they were better than the old knives. And it slid through I was cutting an onion, and it cut through like butter, and I wasn't expecting it. And I got my finger.
Do you want to talk about all your cooking you've been doing? You've been getting pretty into cooking.
Yeah, I made, I got this, my brother got me this cookbook for, is like a D&D cookbook. the official D&D cookbook for Christmas. So I've been making some recipes from there. And it's tough to cook for Hannah because Hannah doesn't like anything.
I'm picky.
So I was like looking through the book for like things to cook. And Hannah was like, we got it. You got to figure it out. She was like rushing me because we had to get groceries. So, and she's like, you got to put your groceries in now. So it's like, okay, I just went through the book and grabbed like three recipes and I didn't even look at the picture for one of them. And it was called vegetable stew, but it turned out it was just ratatouille. So I made ratatouille.
I didn't know what ratatouille.
I'll put a picture somewhere.
I didn't know what ratatouille was. I only knew from the movie Ratatouille. Remy the Ratatouille. So I didn't actually know what it was until you presented it to me. And I was like, this is okay.
I don't think Remy is the Ratatouille.
No, Remy cooks. Is the rat. And then they yeah. cook Ratatouille. Yeah. But I didn't know what Ratatouille was, like the food dish.
I've until never you... seen that movie, so.
It's so good.
I know.
It's actually not my favorite, though. Oh, my God. Can we talk about Encanto?
Sure.
Or just some more you wanted to say about your week?
No, that was it.
I have a lot of thoughts on Encanto. I wrote a whole journal, journal about it. So first let's talk about a story of betrayal. So Charles.
No, I won't stand for this.
Charles, slander. Like three times, was like, do you want to watch Encanto? And I was like, I'm really busy right now, but I do want to watch it, just like not tonight.
The first time I asked her, she said, what is Encanto?
Well, I didn't know
and
what
I
it
told
was.
Her, and she was like, I don't really think that's my thing.
That's not what I said. I literally said, I don't want to watch that right now, but I'll watch it later with you. And he was like, okay. So then a few nights ago, I'm up working, I'm editing, I'm grinding, I'm hustling, and I text him and at 2 a.m. and I'm like, hey, are you still awake? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, why don't we watch Encanto together? That sounds like fun. And he says, Hannah, I'm literally watching it right now. He was watching it, didn't even tell me before he watched it. Wasn't even like, hey, is it okay if I watch Encanto without you? Nothing. Literally just watches it without me and doesn't even inform me. If you had at least told me you were going to do it, you would have a defense. But you didn't communicate with me.
Here's the thing, though, is then he would have said no, and we would have sat on it for a week, and I had nothing
to watch. So you admit that I did want to watch it, you just didn't want to wait. So you admit in this court of public opinion that you knew I wanted to watch it with you. You just didn't want to wait.
That's not the truth.
That's what you just said.
That's not the truth.
Explain yourself.
I'm going to edit this in post.
You can't edit this in post just because
I'm
right.
I can do whatever I want.
I'll re-edit it.
I'll cut this whole section.
You can't cut it. I love it. So anyway, Charles watched it without me. And then he was like, you really should watch it. It's very good. And then last night I was having a really hard night. And he was like, why don't we watch Encanto together? I'll watch it with you a second time. Which is a testament to how good the movie is, because I don't think I've ever seen you watch a Pixar movie twice. Willingly. Like ever.
It is very good.
It's a very good movie. You should absolutely watch it if you want to. It's like so good. But some of the main characters are these three sisters, and all of them have like different things. So like one of them is super strong, and one of them makes flowers, and then one of them sort of like the misfit, like she's kind of the outcast of the family. And I related to all three characters so heavily that after I watched the movie, I wrote a journal about it. I sat there listening to the songs and journaling for like 25 minutes about how I felt about everything.
Yeah. I was just in bed. I was like, hey, buddy, you okay? As I'm listening to pressure for the fifth time.
I started playing it again. I didn't realize how many times I'd played it, but I started playing it again for like literally the fifth time. And he was like, hey, buddy, are you doing okay? And I was like, no, I'm not. It's funny, too, because right before that happened, I was talking to Charles about how I felt a lot of pressure. And he goes, I think you'll really relate to one of the characters. And then I did.
And she did.
I did indeed relate to that. So that was a really cute movie. I liked it a lot. Charles, are there any other things you want to talk about from our week?
Not really. I really didn't do much.
Yeah. I didn't either, other than like wedding stuff. Yeah. So, do you have any current events you want to talk about?
There's not really any current events either that I've got. Do you got any? The Bills are in the playoffs today. That's exciting.
Ooh.
We're recording this on the day that the Bills will play. I think they'll win, but we'll see.
Do you think they have a chance of going to the Super Bowl this year?
No. Oh, okay. But I think they had a better chance last year. So.
Let's go Buffalo. It's always weird to me when people who don't live in New York are Buffalo Bills fans. Because I'm like, why?
Well, I mean, I live in New York and I'm a Lions fan.
So. No, I guess that's true. But it's just weird to me because Buffalo seems like such a like not exciting place. Like to us, Buffalo is just like an hour up the thruway. It's like not.
Yeah, but New like, Era Stadium is an exciting place.
Is it? I mean, yeah. It's just where people throw each other on top of tables and get way too drunk and scream. Tailgating
is out of this world.
Dude, the Bills fans, no offense to like the Bills Mafia, please don't come to my house and throw me on a table, but like they're absolutely evil. Like Bills fans can be so nasty and mean and vicious. It was so funny when we went to that Lions game.
That is true. Yeah.
Dude, they're so, I was like 16. I told you the story before, but I was like 16 and my dad took me to, it was a, well now they're the Washington football team. Thank goodness.
Well, supposedly they're going to change their name.
I know.
Name.
He's, my dad has his theories. He was born and raised in
DC. I think
DC.
They leaked the logo. I think it's going to be the Washington Admirals.
Yes. He was born and raised in DC, so that's why he is a Washington fan, but he is always found the name to be very problematic and recently stopped supporting them until they changed it. Now they changed it, so he supports them again regardless. At the time, I was a like freshman, no, I was a senior in high school because we were going on a college visit. That's why we went up there in the first place. But he took me to a it was a preseason game. These games mean nothing. It's preseason. And I was wearing a Washington jersey at a Bills game at the Bills Stadium. And a man, I was like 18, a man literally screamed at me and poured beer all over me because I was wearing a Washington jersey. Literally, I couldn't even drink beer. Poured beer all over me. Smelled like beer the whole day. It was a preseason game. And that memory has stuck with me because Bills fans can just be so vicious and cruel and mean and scary. And it's like, what the fuck?
Really is not a great atmosphere for away teams. I wore a Lions fan. I've seen the Bills play the Lions in New Era, but this was to like a Rams game. It was like a totally unrelated game. I wore
because I would the Panthers that you wore this to.
No, I think it was the Rams.
Oh, was
it? I don't remember. Oh. But anyways, I would never wear a Lions game to Buffalo versus Detroit in Buffalo because that's a death sentence.
Right.
But I wore my Lions jersey to a game. It wasn't even like they weren't playing the Lions. It's not even like they're in the same conference. So it was like I was like, I should be fine. I still got so much shit
for they wearing scream it. At you.
Yeah.
It's funny though because then when we went to Detroit for a game, we went to the Detroit Lions.
Ford Field.
We went to Ford Field and we were obviously supporting the Lions and like we had home team advantage or whatever, but there were other people. I think they were playing the Jaguars. Maybe that's where I got it
Bears.
From.
Bears. It was a divisional game.
Bears.
That we saw.
They were playing the Bears and it was the most civil crowd I've ever seen in my life. Like the Bears scored a touchdown and we had some Bears fans in front of us and Lions fans were like, hey, good job. Like, good for you. Like they were cheering and they weren't like throwing shit at them. They were like, yeah, good job. That was a good play. I was like, what? This is so civil. Like everyone's acting so nice. This is so different than what we're used to.
I think the difference is the tailgate is very different at Ford Field as it is at Ralph Wilson or
that's true.
New Era. Because like, most of the tailgate is like in like the town, you know what I mean? Like the parts of Detroit, like right around the stadium.
That's true.
Whereas like in Buffalo, you're in 3 feet of snow in a parking lot drinking and remembering your sorrow.
Getting like wasted basically. Yeah. That I guess is a good point is I think it's not that they're meaner. They're just drunker than most other because they drink so much before the games. It's like insanity.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. But yeah. Let's go, Buffalo.
I love a good Bills tailgate, though.
Rooting for Buffalo. Rooting for the Bills tomorrow.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Today.
Right. Well,
we play
you know
today
what I mean.
At 8 o'clock.
Right.
So if this podcast is late, you know why. Because I was editing, or I stopped editing to watch the Bills game.
This podcast will not be late. We are trying to be better about our schedule. I'm trying to think. I don't really feel like anything went on YouTube this week.
Not really.
I don't really feel like anything crazy happened.
There was some stuff with H3H3, but I haven't really been following
it. I saw some Trisha Paytas stuff too, but I'm like,
I'm so tired of that,
I am too.
That stuff at this point.
I am too. I'm so over it.
The H3H3 stuff seems like it was like good news because
it was the lawsuit.
Two of his lawsuits got dropped, but.
Yeah, I just am over like the Trisha stuff at this point. Like I just.
There's been Twitch drama.
What's the Twitch drama?
It's nothing exciting.
Oh, well.
People on Twitch have kind of been pushing the boundaries, and they've been live streaming like shows, like TV shows, and people have started getting like DMCA stuff for it, like takedowns.
Oh,
but like
I didn't know they did that on Twitch.
they do and they don't, because like there's like this group of like top 20 streamers, like the 20 biggest like variety streamers, mm-hmm. and they've hit them at like complete and total random. Like Hassan got a takedown and then it turned out it was fake and they overturned it. Pokimane actually got like banned for a couple days, and so did Disguised Toast, who's like another big streamer. But I don't know.
Twitch is a very strange platform to me.
It is. It is.
It feels weird. Like the wild, wild west over there. Like they can just do whatever they want, basically, but then they also can't. Like they can literally do whatever they want until they can't, basically. Well,
YouTube streaming isn't any better. One of the biggest streamers, Ludwig, switched. Sorry, YouTube. Don't clap us for me talking shit about your streaming platform. But one of the biggest streamers, Ludwig, switched to YouTube. And
it's kind of a mistake, I feel like.
Well, I'm sure he got paid a shit ton of money for it. But within like the first week of him streaming, it was funny because he made this whole big deal about like how he was switching, and like it was like a whole thing. I'm not going to explain Twitch culture, but within the first 3 days, his stream got taken down 3 times for showing copyrighted stuff that was on YouTube.
Right.
Like he was playing YouTube videos and he, I don't know, it was just funny.
YouTube in general is pretty bonkers with that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I always feel bad, because I feel like my editing sometimes doesn't look as good as other people's, but I just don't want to risk a copyright strike because it can really fuck up your life, basically.
The two things that YouTube needs to do to improve their streaming and really make a go at streaming is that, you know how like they have YouTube and they have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
They need to have YouTube Live, like a separate thing. Because like right now, the only way you know somebody is like you go and on your subscription thing on the side, you see the streaming. But it's still a very messy experience. Whereas like Twitch, you click on somebody's channel, it's there.
Right.
That's it. You know?
No, that makes sense. That's a good point.
And also their chat platform, like their actual physical chat.
Chat in general is terrible on YouTube. From the few live streams I've done, it's always terrible.
It's so bad compared to Twitch.
Really?
But I think that's kind of it.
I feel like that's it for current events and stuff. Might be a little bit of a shorter podcast, but that's honestly okay because we have a lot we have to do today.
Yes.
We have to go finish. We are officially losing the townhome. Like our lease is going to be up on it soon. So we have to go get the last few things we have there, like in the garage and stuff. So we got to do that today anyway.
Yep.
Which is going to suck. Mostly just because I hate driving U-Hauls. It's my least favorite thing. And I wish that they made U-Hauls that you could drive, because I hate driving them.
Yeah, they don't.
I know.
It'd be great if the world was disability-friendly, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be fun? So we are about to do the newlywed game now. We have our little notepads so we don't cheat and try to make the other secretly lose. So we're going to ask each other these questions, write down what we think our answer is, and then – although, how do you do it? Do you alternate?
You know,
or should we both just answer both?
I was wondering if you want to alternate, or if you want – it's up to you.
Let's just both write down our own answer, and then we'll try to guess for the other person.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So the first question is your spouse
has – oh, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
We also tried to pick spicier questions this time that might be a little bit harder.
Spicy is a
– not spicy as in spicy. We're like, you know, adding a little bit of flair because we already did this and we already did more of the easy ones. So we really want to try to like challenge ourselves with this one, which shouldn't be too hard, but we'll see.
So first question, your spouse has the day off in an empty house. How does your spouse spend the day? So we have to write down our own answer,
yeah,
and then
we'll
have to write
our...
down what I think your answer is. My pen has garbage all over it.
You don't have to write down what mine is. Just say it.
Oh, right.
Okay. What do you think my
you would
answer?
Be in bed,
mm-hmm.
with Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
watching reality TV.
That is not what I wrote down.
What did you write?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I wrote, I would be in the bubble bath watching TikToks, and I would be singing very loudly because I love to sing.
You're going to do that all day, though?
Yeah. I love to sing loudly when nobody is home. It's my favorite thing. You're not wrong about that, though. I probably would do that, too. But my first thought went to bubble bath because I love taking bubble baths. It's my favorite thing. what would you be doing? Well, I actually know the answer because you were alone for like 6 weeks.
Very easy.
Yeah, you would be sitting at your desk playing your games.
That's what you'd think. But actually, I wrote that I would be in the bubble bath watching TikToks.
I take bubble baths all the time. I wrote video games. Yeah, I'd be playing video games.
Next one is, your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. They say the DJ is playing your song. What is it?
Playing our song?
Our song. I feel like both of my answers are the same because I'm going to say the same thing that you are.
Yeah, we have a song. This one's easy.
Hold on. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Oh, wait. We should keep track. We should keep points. So I have 1 point. I'll give you half a point for that last one. You were on track with the sitting alone.
I'm trying to remember the name of the song.
You get half a point. They say it in the song like 1,000 times. Okay, count of three. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. You and I by Ingrid Michaelson.
Yep.
That's going to be our first dance at our wedding.
Yeah. That was an easy one.
Yeah, that one was easy.
Next one. What is one thing that your spouse has that you'd love to get rid of? Oh, man.
There's a lot. So we have to answer what we would want to get rid of the other person's. And then we have to try to guess what we think that one thing would be.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to guess what you think that I would want you to get rid
of. Right. But I have to write down what I would get rid of yours.
Yes.
What would I get rid of yours?
I have so many things. I'm trying to pick one.
That's so rude. One thing I would get rid of yours. Mine. See, this isn't fair because you don't have a lot of stuff.
It's true.
I am thinking of one thing, but we already got rid of it.
Oh, wait. No, okay.
You didn't write down the horse coffee table, right?
The what?
The horse stool that you used to have.
It's not a horse.
The horse stool? The wolf stool?
It's wolves.
Did you write it down?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, we already got rid of that. One thing you have that I wish you would get rid of. Oh, my God. This is really difficult for me. Charles doesn't have a lot of stuff. Okay, I have one.
Okay. So I'll go first. I think that you wrote down, I don't know if you would have thought to write this down, but the only thing I can think of is the purple bathroom.
That is a really good one. That's not what I wrote down, but that is good because I would consider that our bathroom. So I wouldn't think like, oh, you should get rid of it. I went to Charles last night. I was like, Charles, we have to have a very serious conversation and I need you to like really hear me on this because like there's a problem. And he was like, what? And I was like, I will let you pick any other shade of purple. Can we please change the fucking purple bathroom? It's hideous. It's hideous. I put your cough drop wrappers. I wish you'd throw them away instead of just leaving them all over the fucking house.
That's such a cop-out answer.
No, it's not. It's the only thing I wish you would get rid of.
They're gone.
Charles.
I just ate that.
There's one right here. Case in point for those listening at home.
Listen.
I literally find cough drop wrappers. The dogs eat them. They're fucking all over the bedroom. They're all over the kitchen. They don't eat cough drops. They eat the wrappers. They're all over the kitchen. They're all over his office. David went to clean out his bedside table drawer and just pulled out handfuls of cough drop wrappers. And he goes, what does he eat them like fucking candy? No, what's going on?
I get post nasal drip. I have it right now. I have a cough drop in my mouth. And it's so hard for me to not just be coughing my head off.
Right. Anyway, that's the one thing I would ask you to get rid of is your cough drop wrappers. I'm just sick of seeing them everywhere. Mm. One thing that you would want me to get rid of, there's so many options.
I
feel like shoes is a good guess because you constantly bitch about my shoes and you don't like that I have so many shoes. That's like the one thing that actively annoys you. But I don't feel like that's it is the thing. So
could be.
I don't feel like it is. It definitely could be. Actually, yeah, let's just go with shoes.
I wrote shoes.
Oh, did I actually get that right?
Yeah, I wrote shoes.
I feel like shoes is the thing that Charles gets the most annoyed about because he's like, why do you have so many pairs of shoes? Okay, next.
Next one. Your spouse asks you to get fast food for dinner. Where do you stop?
Where do I stop?
I am
writing my answer and you are writing your answer. So your favorite fast food place.
Right.
And then we're guessing. Why is this so hard for us?
I don't know. So this is assuming that you didn't tell me. I just went wherever I wanted to.
Yes. It's assuming that you were just like, I'm going to go to my favorite place. And then you went there. You have a couple answers that could be right there.
I have one answer.
Well, okay. What's yours?
There's Taco Bell.
That's what you think mine is?
Oh, shit.
I actually also wrote Taco Bell, and I thought that that was going to be yours. So let's just both take the point on that. Wait, is it that easy to get you to tell me your answer? Because I'll just do that every time. I got confused. You said it so confidently.
I don't know why this is so hard.
Taco Bell.
I don't know why this is so hard.
Yeah. Taco Bell is both of our favorites. Man. It's so good.
Next one.
Yeah.
Your spouse asks you to grab them their favorite treat from the store on your way home. What do you buy?
So what am I buying for you? Or let's just do my favorite treat and your favorite treat. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're writing down. It's the phrasing.
It is the phrasing.
It's like a reading comprehension test.
Okay. I have mine. I think I know what yours is, but I'm not 100%. I'm just going to go with my gut on this one.
Okay.
I would say yours is a king-size Kit Kat bar,
which
I feel like is a good guess.
See, I was thrown off by the store. I was thinking like a grocery store.
Oh.
I wrote Uncrustables.
That is a good one. That's a good one. What do you think mine is?
See, this is tough.
We both like snacks, and it depends on our moods.
Yours could be popcorn. It could be tortilla chips. It could be Cheetos.
So which one do you think it is? What do you think I wrote down?
I'm going to go with the one you eat the most, and I'm going to say popcorn.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream. It's my favorite treat.
I should have known that.
Yeah, that was, I'm not going to lie. And sometimes you're like, whoa, what, bubble bath? This was one that you should have known that
But
one.
I was thinking like grocery. Snacks,
see, I was like, thinking like convenience store. So we were just on different pages on that one. What's the next one?
What is your spouse's worst habit?
Oh, well, wait. So we're writing what I think your worst habit
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, God. I know, Charles. Don't write the actual one. No, I'm being so serious. Okay. I won't say it out loud. Don't write the actual one.
Okay.
What do you think I wrote for your worst habit?
I honestly don't know.
You don't know.
Could be snoring, but I don't know if that counts as a habit.
Okay.
Could be the cough drop wrappers
I did think about writing that, but I'll give you a hint. I did not.
I don't know.
You're like, I have no flaws.
No.
What could it possibly be?
I guess I'm going to go with snoring.
Snoring.
I don't know.
Have you never thought about the fact that you leave your clothes everywhere but the laundry hamper / the clothing chair, as you call it? I have a beautiful chair in my bedroom. It's gorgeous. It's gray. It's beautiful. It's low to the ground. Very modern. I can't ever fucking see it because Charles calls it the clothing chair, and he will put all of his half-worn but not yet dirty clothes on it constantly, and it drives me up a fuck. I was like, why don't we get a basket that you can label as like your half-worn? Nope, doesn't work. It has to be a fucking chair. Has to be a chair.
See, I wasn't even considering that a bad habit.
I was.
I was just considering. In my mind, everybody does that.
I would consider that. No, they
We've
don't.
Talked about this on the podcast before.
I would consider
all of the
that.
Comments were like, I have a chair. I have a chair. I have a chair. Everybody was saying that they have a chair.
I literally don't care. Find your own chair. Stop using mine. I bought that chair for me so I could sit in my bedroom and relax.
Our bedroom.
And meditate.
Our bedroom.
Hey, you want to know what's crazy? Did you pick out that chair?
No.
Well, then pick out your own fucking chair. Put it in your own corner of the bedroom.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I don't mind.
I'll put a folding chair there today.
You can. Like, okay. I don't care if you do that. I just hate that. And the worst part about it is it's the chair. It's the first thing you see when you walk into the bedroom is this chair. It's like literally front and center, first thing you're going to see. And it's always covered in shit. And it drives me up a fucking wall because I'm like, why? Why?
You know, I even haven't even been doing that as much as I did at the old house.
You did do it way more at the townhome.
I have my own room now.
Yeah, you did do it way more. When we were sharing, like, we had less space, it was definitely worse.
Really, the only clothes in the bedroom of mine are the ones I took off before bed.
Yeah, so it has been better. I agree.
Yeah.
Still annoy me.
What did I write for you?
About my worst habit?
Mm-hmm.
I have a trillion horrible habits.
You won't let me write the real one because you don't want me to shame you for the internet. So what is the second worst?
There is a real one that I know annoys him, but I don't want to talk about it.
You would lose 200,000 subscribers overnight.
Well, don't say that. It makes it sound like I just say slurs when nobody's around. Like, Jesus.
No.
You can't say
it's
it like
just
that.
Gross.
It's not that bad. It's just gross. the habit that I do that annoys you the most? There's just so many it could be. Is it just like nagging you about doing things all the time?
That's your answer?
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
I wrote online shopping.
That's my worst habit?
For sure.
What the fuck?
That's definitely the one that drives me crazy the most, is the online shopping. Why do you look so offended?
Because I just feel like I do so much like genuinely annoying stuff. And you're like, no. It's the fact that you spend your own hard-earned money on things. Listen,
it's tax season, all right? Next one says, if your spouse had 5 extra hours to spend in their day, what would they do? I don't even have to write mine down. There's really only one answer.
What do you think mine is? What would I do?
See, this is tough because it could go either way. You could say you wish you had more time to work so that you could get more done during a day. Mm-hmm. Or you might say that you wish you had more time to relax. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with if you had 5 extra hours, you would watch TV.
I went the other direction and I did work because I would want to work. But you're close. I would want to be able to work more and like film more videos and get more done with work and everything. Because I always feel like I don't have enough time for work. Video games.
That's it. Yeah. It's really all I do.
That's all you want to do.
Although lately hasn't even been true. I don't even have, there's no games out right now.
Well, I was also going to say that you might want to like work on a book or like work on your D&D campaigns. But
the problem with that is I have trouble doing that after like 4 p.m. because my brain just shuts off.
Yeah, I get that.
So I can only do that for like a little bit, and then my brain is like.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your spouse's biggest fear? See, this is tough, again, for me, because there's.
I think we have, yeah.
There really is 2 possible answers for you.
Okay, what do you think they are?
It could either be getting canceled on the internet.
Okay.
Because that's a big fear.
Right.
Or it could be like just dying.
Right.
So.
Which fear do you think is bigger?
I think that. See, again, it's tough. I'm trying. They're both equal in my mind. But I'm going to say the one you worry about more throughout the day is definitely dying. So I'm going to say that.
I wrote birds.
You wrote. Birds? Birds is your biggest fear?
I just am really scared of birds.
I mean, I know you're afraid of birds, but you think...
I didn't really think about it in such a macro context. I thought about it in the sense of like, oh, what am I day-to-day kind of freak? Like, what am I afraid of? And like, obviously, everyone's afraid of death. Like, I'm afraid of birds.
Hmm.
You know that I'm afraid of birds.
I know that you're afraid of birds, but on your hierarchy of things that you're afraid of, I would have put that at like number 10.
I love that you gave these very deep, profound answers, and I was like, well, it's birds, actually. Sorry about that. No, I am afraid of birds, though. That's true. Mm. It's a true fact about me. I'm very afraid of them.
So what did I write then?
See, if you went that large scale for my answer, I feel like you also went large scale. So I'm tempted to say that your biggest fear is like death. But I also feel like anything happening to your family is a massive fear for you. Like anything happening to the dogs. Oh, the dog's dying. The dog's
dying.
That's
your answer?
Yes.
Oh, that's probably number 2, but I just wrote death.
Oh, so I was close. I was close.
I almost wrote the ocean because that's up there.
See, that's what I was. I wasn't thinking like psychological fears. Like I was thinking like irrational, like crazy fears because mine is birds.
Next one. What does your spouse want to be doing career-wise 5 years from now? So hold on. Are we saying realistic or like dream career?
Let's do dream.
Okay. So then I know mine and I know yours.
Okay. What do you think my dream career is in 5 years?
Owning a candle company.
That wasn't it.
What did you write? I'm not getting any of these right.
I want to do like social media commentating for like a major entertainment network.
See, I
candle company is on the list.
Let me explain my thought process. In my brain, that was more real. That's why I asked the realistic or not realistic.
And I said a dream.
Because to me, that was more realistic than the candle company.
Are you fucking
kidding? No.
Me being on E! News is more realistic.
You've already been on E! News.
Yeah, not like that though. Oh my God. Okay. I thought for you, retired.
No.
Because Charles does want to be retired in 5 years.
I wrote author.
I actually wrote author and... professor, And then I changed it to retired.
Professor is not even on the list.
I know, but you
the amount of work that a professor has to do.
To be fair, I wrote author first. I just then realized we've talked about you wanting to retire by 35.
So it's 3 to 5 right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm crushing you.
Jeez.
Neither of us have gotten the last few right, though. It's kind of hard because there's no one answer to a lot of these questions.
What is your spouse most proud about?
Okay, what do you think I'm the most proud of?
You go first this time.
What do I think you're the most proud of? I think you're the most proud of your master's degree. And probably being a dog owner. And probably being a homeowner. I think all things that you wanted when you were younger are things that you have now that you're proud of.
Mm.
What's your answer?
I'm realizing now that I wrote down your answer. So,
are those accurate, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Oh, what do you mean?
No, wait, yes.
Yeah, those are all accurate, I feel like. I feel like you're very proud of all of those things.
The master's degree would probably be...
Yeah, that would be number one.
Although,
because you were the first in your family to ever get a master's degree.
Low-key, I think I'm more proud of the undergrad, because that was way harder.
Yeah.
But...
So I got a point there. All right. What do you think my answer is?
See, I wrote down 2 for you, because...
I also wrote down 2, so they're probably the same 2.
I wrote down the house...
Oh, that's not what I wrote down.
And I wrote, because I thought the obvious, you haven't been picking in my mind what has been the obvious answer. So
right.
To me, the obvious answer is YouTube.
That wasn't what I wrote down.
So you didn't write down house or YouTube.
I wrote down my bachelor's and YouTube.
You think you're more proud of your bachelor's than, so you did write down YouTube.
Yeah, I wrote down YouTube, okay. But I didn't write down house. I wrote down my bachelor's degree.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, because I didn't think I was ever going to get it.
Yeah.
Because I took so much time off and I like fucked around so much that I didn't think I was ever going to get a bachelor's degree. So I was much more proud of that one. I'll give you 0.5 point.
Yes.
Now you have 3 whole points. You actually only had 2.5 before.
Really?
Yeah, because you got 0.5 point on the first question.
Okay, here we go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the very first meal that your partner ever cooked for you?
Okay. So what was the first meal that I ever cooked for you?
Cut up chicken.
No.
Zucchini.
That's not true.
Cut up and rice.
That's not true.
What did you cook for me before that?
Pancakes. Remember I made you the pancakes and I didn't know how to make them and I had the stove on too hot and I was burning
after,
all the...
Nope, wasn't
that
it?
Was the very first meal I ever made for you. It was like the third night you spent the night at my house. I made you pancakes the next morning.
No, but before that even, you cooked me the...
No.
You said I used to eat this all the time in Nepal.
That's not true. Pancakes. I did the pancakes.
I don't know if that one.
I did the pancakes way too early on in our relationship because that was exposing how bad of a cook I was. And I remember I kept burning them because it was before you made me that meal that you made me, because you made me that meal to make up for the fact that I made you pancakes.
That's not how I remember it.
That's exactly how I remember it.
What did you – so what
– I have a better memory out of the two of us too, to be fair. I would agree with that statement. So I think you rated – if you're talking about the chicken, I think you rated it like a 3 out of 10.
I gave it a 1.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was terrible. There was no salt or pepper on it.
I literally put just cut up pre-seasoned chicken into a pan, grilled it to shit.
Stir fried it with no sauce.
I did stir fry it with no sauce, so it was like sticking to the pan.
Not even olive oil.
I used to eat this all the time. I didn't know that you put oil on stuff. I'm a very bad cook. Still am. But I would put like the chicken on and then I would make the broccoli and then I would try to make rice, but it always turned out hard and gross. I can't believe you ate that. Your first meal for me, what do you think I rated it? We know we've talked about your first
meal
you cooked me.
A 7.
6 out of 10.
That's close.
Yeah. Just because I hated the asparagus. It was disgusting.
Yes. That is true. Ugh,
gross.
But you did tell me that you liked asparagus.
Well, I was trying to be a cool girl.
Here's an interesting one. What is your spouse's favorite drink?
I think yours is Baja Blast.
Mine is, in fact, Baja Blast.
Yeah, that was right. There's a lot of options for that one, but I think Baja Blast is the way to go.
That is always a good answer.
Yeah.
For you, I think fancy water bottles. Fancy water.
Chocolate milk.
I don't think I've seen you drink chocolate milk in probably 3 years.
I bought some literally 3 nights ago.
When?
When we DoorDashed from that restaurant, I got chocolate milk. I love chocolate milk more than anything. I just don't drink it much anymore because I don't like drinking dairy as much anymore. I love chocolate milk, like heavily. Every time we go to a diner, what do I get? What do I get every time we go to a diner?
I can't even remember the last time
we
ate out.
What do I get every time we go to a diner?
Water. I don't know.
Chocolate milk. I think what we're really learning is Charles just doesn't know me at all.
No, I think you don't know yourself.
I don't think that's true. Bougie. First of all, if we're going to talk about like recently, like in the span of like the last 2 years, what my favorite drink is, it would be a vanilla sweet cream cold brew from Starbucks, not fancy water bottles. So you were wrong anyway. But if we're talking about the lifespan of my life, we're going to say chocolate milk because that is my favorite of my entire life. Like I haven't seen you drink Baja Blast in forever. Doesn't mean it's not your favorite drink.
But I have drinking Baja Blast more recently.
I drank it 3 nights ago. I love chocolate milk. If you ask anyone in my family what my favorite drink is, they would all say, I call my mom right now. You want me to call her?
Call her right now. Let's see what she says.
Hi,
Hi, Madge. I just have a really quick question. Okay. If you were to say what my favorite beverage is, what do you think my favorite beverage is? Like my favorite drink?
Besides coffee?
Yeah, besides my Starbucks order.
Water?
What do you think my
Thank
favorite?
You.
No, what
that's
is
what I said.
Stop. What's my not water? Like what's my favorite like drink that's not water?
Cranberry juice?
Mom, chocolate milk.
Oh, chocolate milk, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, goodbye, Mom.
Thank
you.
That is what I said. I rest my case.
That's not true.
I rest my case.
Well, okay, I disagree, but that's fine.
If your spouse could only take one thing to a deserted island, what would they take?
What would I?
And we're not including each other.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. So what do you think I wrote down?
The dogs?
I wrote down Oliver.
I wrote down the dogs, too.
That was my guess for you. It was going to be Oliver.
I would take the dogs.
I would take my boy.
I would take my...
If I had to pick one, I would take Oliver.
See, I would take Stella because she could hunt. Oliver's not going to kill anything to help me eat.
Stella, you think Stella would hunt?
Have you met her? She's tough as nails.
Was she going to hunt bugs?
Maybe. She's so. I'm just picturing her on the sand and it made me happy. She would love the beach.
She's never been. Oliver's been.
Yeah, we got to take Stella to the beach soon. She would love it.
Okay, here we go. Last one. If your spouse could pick up and go anywhere in the world right now, where would they go? I don't have an answer for
I also don't really. Can we do a different one? Because I don't really have an answer for this one.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I have my own answer. I don't know what your answer would be.
I don't really know what yours would be either. Well, I guess I do. It would Japan.
No.
Yeah.
I wrote Bern.
You do really want to go to
Bern. Because that's one of the stops I'm most excited about.
Yeah, that's true.
Our honeymoon, if it happens.
What would mine be?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a tougher one.
Nepal.
I thought about writing that, but it was actually Paris.
Paris. That was my second guess.
I love Paris. Like a lot. It's my favorite place to go visit. Let's do a couple more.
Which would your partner choose? The power of flight or the power of time travel?
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
So we write down what we would choose.
What we would choose.
All right.
I think that you would choose the power of flight.
I feel like you don't know me at all.
You wrote time travel?
Yeah, because I'm scared of flying. I'm literally terrified of airplanes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be in an airplane. You'd be flying yourself.
I don't like being up high in the sky.
Oh, my God.
Why would I choose?
What are you gonna do with time travel?
I'm going to time. Every time I'm close to death, I'll just time travel more into the future and, like, save myself. Or I'll go so far into the future that they've created immortality, and then I can just be immortal.
See, I was thinking flight because then you wouldn't have to get on a plane.
That is, like, valid thought, except it's not just about being on the plane. It's about being up in the sky.
So it's this – even if you were flying with your own magical powers,
I could still have problems and die. Yeah, and then it's worse because I'm hurtling towards Earth myself. Absolutely not.
You could fly 3 inches above the ground the whole way. Nothing says you
have to go. What if a wave hits me?
Oh my
There's some
God.
Big waves in the ocean. Okay. What if I fall into the waves?
What did I pick?
I picked time travel, so I could find immortality. I think you probably picked flight.
I did.
Yeah.
Because it's the obvious answer. You don't fuck around with time travel.
I do. I want to find immortality. I think it'd be fun.
That time travel is not immortality.
But I could time travel to a time when they had immortality. And then I could bring Oliver
if that's
and Stella.
Even possible.
And then I could bring Oliver and Stella there with me. And then all of us would be immortal together.
If that's even possible.
Well, you can stay here without immortality then, Pookie.
Okay. If your spouse had to eat one food for the rest of their life, what would it be? Now, are we talking like one dish or one item?
I put a dish.
Okay.
Would say that you would pick your grandma's lasagna.
No.
That's what you used to say. I knew that was like
a You're close, one. Though.
Is it your grandma's something?
Stuffed peppers.
Her stuffed peppers.
Not lasagna.
Didn't you say your grandma's lasagna once or has always been stuffed peppers?
She never really made lasagna.
So stuffed peppers.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought lasagna, but I knew it was something your grandma made because you loved her cooking.
For you, I'm trying to decide between Chipotle, buttered noodles, and grilled cheese.
It's a tough one.
I think I would go with Chipotle.
I did buttered noodles, but you were very close. You were very close. Because Chipotle gives me, like, stomach issues. If I ate that every single day forever, I would die very quickly. Mm. Buttered noodles. Mmm. Substance.
Yeah. Ooh. Delicious. Who doesn't love buttered noodles?
Substance.
I could eat buttered noodles, but only with, like, garlic and...
Ugh, gross.
And, like, Parmesan.
David gives me so much shit for putting the salt on after.
Yeah, because it's a crime. It's a war crime.
He called me on the podcast. We did an assumptions video, and somebody was like, I assume Hannah has her life together. And David was like, this bitch puts the salt on her pasta after it's out of the boiling water.
It's true, though.
I don't see why that's
She
weird.
Doesn't salt her pasta water. She puts salt on.
It's the same thing.
It's so not.
Okay, well.
It's so not the same
I
thing.
Like it better. I don't know. What can I say?
Okay. If your spouse had 5 hours to spend together doing anything you want, what would you do?
I think you would want to watch anime.
Yep.
Okay. Got that. God, I'm fucking killing you in this.
Well, the problem is for most of these, there's like two answers that could be yours.
Yeah.
And you're picking the one. And then there's the chocolate milk situation.
I'm not taking that back.
I want my point back for chocolate. I want my point
back. Okay, I'll give you your point for
the chocolate milk.
I'll give you your point back. But it's not fancy water bottles anyway, so you would have been wrong, but like whatever.
For this one, I'm going to say shopping.
What I would do if I had 5 hours with you?
Yeah.
That is what I put.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Easy answer.
That is what I put.
I almost said painting and going to the park, but now I'm just going to pick what I think the second answer would be for everything.
Shopping. I love shopping. I also love shopping with Charles, but he hates shopping with me. But I always feel like we have so much fun because he gives me his opinion on stuff, and I always love getting his opinion on, like, shoes and stuff.
I hate shopping just in general.
I love shopping with him. I have a great time because you give honest opinions about things. You'll tell me if you like something or if you don't, and I appreciate it. Okay, we are 6-11 right now because I did give you an extra point for the chocolate milk thing, even though I feel like now nobody knows me. Feel very misunderstood.
Yeah. Where would your spouse choose to go on a dream vacation?
This is tough.
For you?
For both of us.
I feel like mine is easy.
Well, yours is either our honeymoon that we had planned or Japan.
Which one?
It's one or the other.
Which one?
I'm not going to pick one. It's one or the other.
You gotta pick one, though, for the point.
Okay. Probably, I would say, our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you, I wrote beach vacation.
I did write Japan/Fiji, so I'll give you a point for Fiji.
Because I didn't know which beach.
Yeah, Fiji, though, is always on my list. I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
If your partner could be compared to a cereal, which cereal would it be?
So what cereal do I think I would be?
Yes. And I have to write down which cereal I think I would be. Not which one you think you would like, which one you think you would be.
No, I got it.
All right, I wrote my answer.
Okay.
What do you think I would be?
God. I have no fucking clue. Maybe, what's the one with Tony the Tiger?
Frosted Flakes?
Maybe, but that doesn't seem right. God, I don't even know that many cereals, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of hard. I guess I'll just go with Frosted Flakes. I don't think that's right, but.
I wrote Cocoa Puffs.
Why did you write that?
Because I'm round and sweet.
Okay. Moving on.
I think that you wrote down Special K.
Why do you think I wrote that down?
I think you wrote that down because you think you're special.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you don't know that many cereals. So I think your brain would go to the first cereal that
The only
you...
cereal I like.
Yeah.
I actually wrote Lucky Charms.
Oh.
And that's because I think I'm a very lucky person.
So that's a
I
good feel answer.
Like, yeah. I felt like that's I've a had answer. A lot of luck in my life.
So we ran out of good questions, so we're going to wrap it up by doing a speed round of who we think we're most likely to. And we're both going to point at whoever we think is most likely to do whatever.
Wait, can we just make it clear that I beat Charles 12-7 in this game? And one of those was a pity point.
I'm contesting those results.
Two of those were also half points that created a whole point. So
I'm contesting those results.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on that.
I think the takeaway is I know you better than you know yourself.
I think the takeaway is you don't know me at all.
Okay.
The internet's right about you. I'm sure
that's what the internet will say. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Who do we think is most likely to forget a birthday or anniversary? 3, 2, 1, go.
Charles.
Who do we think is most likely to remember the name of a friend you just introduced them to? 3, 2, 1, go. Hannah.
Wait, who's most likely to what?
Remember the name of a friend that you just
introduced. I thought you said don't not to. Remember me.
Yeah.
Charles still calls our person who comes to the house Suz, who is like one of my good friends, and she also is my assistant, and he calls her Suze constantly. He just will not stop calling her Suze.
In my defense, right. Which is more common, Suze or Suz?
Suz. Suz.
Okay. Who is more likely to wear the same jeans 3 days in a row? 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I feel like I do that.
Who is most likely to force the other to go to the doctor? 3, 2, 1, go. You think you're more likely to force me to go to the doctor?
Yeah, I feel like I'm always on you about going to your neurology appointments and trying to make sure.
Well, yeah, but
I'm thinking therapist.
If I didn't force you, not even that, if I didn't force you to go to the doctor, you would never go.
I don't think that's true. Well, okay, yeah. I feel like you force me more. I have to force you with your neurologist, but only the neurologist.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Wait, I didn't even read the question.
Yeah, what?
Sorry, I haven't eaten yet. My brain is not working.
Right.
Who do you think? I read the question in my head and then just counted 3, 2, 1. Who is most likely to electrocute themselves? 3, 2, 1, go.
Me.
You, for
I'm
sure.
I'm so clumsy.
Who is most likely to sleep in and be late for work? 3, 2, 1, go.
Me.
You.
Do that all the time.
Who is most likely to get arrested? 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't really. Neither of us do anything that would be arrest-worthy.
I picked you because I can see a situation in which.
I can see myself accidentally getting arrested.
I can see you doing something just like, say, not knowing your license was suspended for 3 years.
It was a year and a half.
And then getting caught and getting arrested.
Like unknowingly. Yeah, that's true. That would be more likely to happen.
Have we
already
told that story?
No, we should, though.
Funny, just for context, one time, Hannah. Paid what did it how was it?
No, I literally I lost my ID, my like license, and I went to the DMV to get a new license, and they said, we can't give you a new license, your license is suspended. And I said, no, it's not. And they said, yes, it is. And I called the DMV at like the big head, like the big wig DMV, and they were like, yep, your license has been suspended for a year and a half. And I was like, well, nobody told me. Turns out a year and a half prior, I got a fix it ticket because my taillight was out, and I sent it in, but they either didn't get it or it processed weird, but they had the wrong address on file for me. So they were sending me all of these notices about my license to the wrong address. So I had no idea. We drove to Florida twice with me not having
because the cop wrote it down wrong.
The cop wrote it down
ticket.
Wrong. So he wrote my ID down wrong and then, or my address. I think it's because I just changed addresses. And so he like was going off of what was on the back of my license. And I think because it was written in handwriting, he like messed up the numbers. Anyway, it was a whole thing, and I ended up having to pay like $250 to get my license reinstated, which was so fucking annoying because it was a fix-it ticket, and I also could have gotten arrested at any point in that year and a half had
like
I been
we had driven
over.
To Florida.
Like twice we had gone to Florida, but anyway. So yes, I probably would get accidentally arrested for something.
Okay. Next one. Who is most likely to yell at a coworker? 3, 2, 1, go.
Definitely you.
Yeah, probably me. Who is most likely to come back from the grocery store without the items they were sent to get in the first place? 3, 2, 1, go.
Me,
Hannah.
For sure.
Who is most likely to run out of gas? 3, 2, 1, go. Probably me.
You're terrible at
it. I risk it for the biscuits
sometimes. I never do that. I have never run out of gas in my entire life. Knock on wood.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Wait, sorry. Who is? Listen, I'll figure this out eventually.
I know.
Wait, what the heck just happened? I lost it and a picture came up. Okay, here we go. Who is most likely to ignore the check engine light? Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. That would be Hannah.
All the way. I'm like, I always have gas. All my lights are on right now.
Who is most likely to tell a white lie to avoid hurting someone's feelings? 3, 2, 1, Hannah.
Yeah, for sure.
Who is most likely to spend more money than they can afford? 3, 2, 1, Hannah. Who is most likely to get a tattoo? 3, 2, 1, Hannah.
Charles can't get one, in my defense. He would get some. I feel like you'd have a lot of tattoos if you could get them.
Yeah.
You just, like, can't.
I would. I'm sorry. Who is most likely to lock the keys in the car? This is a good one. 3, 2, 1, go. Charles. Probably me. Oh, I recently lost my keys.
He lost them for five. He couldn't take Stella to the vet. He had to reschedule her appointment because he lost them for like 5 days. And then I randomly found them under a coat hanging on like our little hangy thing. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Who is most likely to go to bed angry? 3, 2, 1, me.
Charles. Always.
I would rather go to bed angry than have a conversation at 11 at night.
I don't like to go to bed angry. What if you die in your sleep?
Then I don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Then I don't have to have the conversation.
We're done.
Who is most likely to lose the TV remote? 3, 2, 1, Hannah.
Me. Yeah, I lose it constantly. Are there any more?
That's it.
Wow. Exciting stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, that was our little episode revisiting our newlywed game. I won by a landslide.
Who won last time?
I don't remember. We could look it up. I don't remember who won. I don't know if we kept score last time.
I feel like we probably did.
I don't remember if we kept score or not. I feel like the problem with these questions is they were harder, obviously, but it's not even that they were harder. They just have multiple answers.
Yeah.
Like, even when Charles gave a wrong answer, it wasn't that it was, like, wrong most of the time.
I'm also a more simple person than you in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that I really only have one answer for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like I'm a little. Games. I have a lot of different, like, I have a lot of different stuff going on, so I get why that's harder. But thank you guys so much for watching.
What's our next podcast topic?
I'd have to check the schedule, so I will let you know. Thank you for watching. Be sure to tune in next week for our unannounced podcast idea. And also watch some episodes of Glow Standards, my podcast with my friend David, if you haven't. Go check out the vlog channel, the main channel.
I haven't posted a vlog in a couple weeks, though.
No, we got to get back on that.
Yeah.
I have an idea for a vlog, though. I want to renovate my closet, but like not renovate it. Just do like a bunch of DIYs I've always wanted to do.
Gotcha.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye. Why are we doing this music for the outro? Because we have music that plays.
I like.
Okay. Bye, everybody.